Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Harley Schlanger is here. By the way, special treat next week. Harley's going to be the host, and he's going to be hosting the show with one of his confreres, probably in Germany. I'll be away traveling to my son's birthday on Friday, but I will be doing a live show on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Monday, Tuesday next week. And Wednesday I'll be coming flying back, so we'll be having some other co-hosts kind of running the show besides a rebroadcast. So, Harley, you've got lots to talk about. You're watching all the news here with Kanye West, his little visit to Trump, and his big hug with his MAGA hat on. We have Trump winning with now Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. We have the left becoming unhinged and actually calling for violence, which I love this book, which I'm going to get from Tucker Carlson, The Ship of Fools, because you're a fool if you think that Trump is not going to get a deal with the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese are coming our way. We're the number one customer. It's going to work out. This idea of weaponized islands and we're going to have a thermonuclear war. Trade trumps war. And you guys are way ahead of the game on this stuff. People need to know whether it's Russia or China or the proliferation of nuclear weapons. The way to stop it is to make a deal, you know, like the old game show. So, and that game is that the deal is coming, isn't it? I think after 2018 midterms, you're going to see Trump and both Iran, North Korea, Russia, and China, there's going to be deals made, and people are going to walk away smiling, aren't they?
Well, there was just an announcement that Trump will be meeting with Xi Jinping, I believe in Buenos Aires, at the end of November.
Right.
And there's a lot of talk that this will be, in a sense, a reacquaintance, because Trump, as you know, continues to say that he considers Xi Jinping a close friend, a great guy, and that his quarrel is not with him. And his quarrel is not even with China, per se. His quarrel is with the World Trade Organization, the Obama and Bush administrations, and how they set up a trade policy that really is not so beneficial for China either. And so I think that I'm hoping they'll be able to get things worked out. By then, of course, we'll have had the midterm elections. And if Trump does what he needs to do and if the American people respond as they should, we will not have a blue wave, but we'll have probably something close to the status quo that we have now. But more importantly, that means that we're going to see the complete reversal of Russiagate. Because the latest stuff coming out on James A. Baker, I'm sure you saw this, the chief attorney for the FBI, Baker was questioned 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And he put up this guy, Michael Sussman, who was the DNC lawyer and Hillary Clinton's lawyer. And Sussman gave the Steele dossier to Baker.
Right.
So here it is, Hillary's lawyer delivered the dossier to Baker. Baker helped to draft the original FISA warrant that was used against Trump advisor Carter Page.
Right.
And the FBI insisted that this was not involved in the FISA warrant. Well, it was. They also, the Democrats said, well, the FISA warrant identified this as coming from the Clinton campaign, and Baker said, no, it didn't.
Yeah, of course, so the lies. The lies are ending now, aren't they?
Well, the lies are being exposed, as they always will be. And the thing that they thought is they could get away with it because they thought Trump would crumble, the Republicans would turn on him. And I'll tell you, a lot of Republicans were on the verge of turning on Trump. When you had Corker, you had McCain, you had a number of these guys, Sassy from Kansas,
right,
Nebraska. And what changed was that Trump held firm, and then when the Kavanaugh thing came, it became impossible for the Republicans to turn on him, because if they did, they had to accept the argument that in questions of sexual
You're sort of cutting in and out a little bit. I don't know what's happening to our Skype, but one of the things that maybe I'll just insert for a second till we get your audio back.
Yeah.
The fact is that we have, you can't turn on Kavanaugh because he was not only a Trump guy now, he was a Bush guy before, and he was a main advisor to George Bush Jr. So the division in the GOP now has been healed with the Kavanaugh nomination and now winning his Supreme Court justice position. So the idea that there can be a division in the GOP now, there is unification in the Democrats, but they've been unhinged and now crazy. They're calling for mob rule, and they'll only become civil when they gain power. That's not a rational way to deal. Why don't they actually talk about real plans they want? If they want national health care, say how they're going to do it without bankrupting the country. Fix the system first. If they want to have a country where it's safe to walk to school or work so black kids can actually have a daddy, fix the social welfare system, and fix the idea of illegals, including MS-13, getting in here. Have a Bracero 2 program for work visa, whether it's from China or Central South America or the Middle East, and be able to vet people before they get here, and have an immigration day where states and industry have to say, these are the why we want certain people, certain qualifications we can vet, we'll bring in, either on a work visa or immigration. It's really simple. They try to make it like it's complicated. That's one thing about the Democrats. They try to make it like we're the only ones that can have the solution, but they never talk about what their solution is. The Republicans in the past were the same way. They'd always talk about, we want to have be in power. And now that they're in power, they got Trump, who's actually a solutions guy. They don't like his attitude or a way of counter-tweeting against people, but if you punch him, he's like a counter-puncher. He'll punch back. And he's not a cruel guy. That's why Kanye West loves him. He comes over and gives him a great big Kanye West hug over the top of him while he's sitting at the desk there with the press all around. And they want to then attack Kanye because he's actually a real person. And the fact is that Trump is colorblind. He's the best black president we've ever had in this country, Donald Trump.
Well, Bill, one thing I will say is that I don't think the Republican Party has been unified. I think Trump...
It's a process of unifying it. There's lots of elements. I think you're going to see four to six new senators, I'm guessing four, and about 16 more GOP-supporting House members, maybe only four or six more GOP members in the Congress, but there's going to be a lot more of the Congress that's going to be supportive of Trump, which means he's going to sail into 2020 and give him a bigger margin of victory. And that means a lot of things are going to happen. He's going to get Glass-Steagall through. He's going to have a trade deal with Russia and China. He's going to stop proliferation of nuclear weapons. And so even if these divisions are there, a lot of them are going to have to quit, like, you know, Corker and so on, or just disappear into the fog in the background because they're not going to have power anymore.
That's the point I'm making. He's cleaning out the Bush networks and the GOP. The fact that Kavanaugh worked with Bush played to Kavanaugh's advantage. But the Republicans, the Bush Republicans, are against Glass-Steagall. They're against what Trump is doing on trade.
Right.
But he used the Kavanaugh case to force them to support him.
Right.
And he has other ways of doing this. The most important one is on Russia. Because you have Rand Paul, who's very clear on Russia. You have Rohrabacher, who's very clear on Russia. And other than that, many of the Republicans are as bad as the Democrats on Russia.
Oh, yeah, they are. In fact, that's the best part of the problem, is a lot of the Republicans are fist-pounding maniacs who want to be in conflict with Russia, which guarantees maybe a decade down the road a thermonuclear war and the end of most Americans' lives. And they don't get it, do they?
No, and that's why I think what is important is for him to get his message out again,
right,
the way he's doing at these town meetings, and to show the Republicans that he's much more popular than the Bush neocon Republicans.
Yeah.
And either the Bush neocon Republicans like Corker and others should leave, or they'll have to be quiet because their districts will turn against them. And I think that's the point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's amazing. He's like the Energizer Bunny campaigning now. Like, and he's in his element. I think he's even better campaigning now than when he ran for president. And what's amazing to me is, and I'm going to make the statement, that he is not an egomaniac. He doesn't take a salary. He doesn't. The funniest thing he said was about a week ago. He said, "Imagine if I was a drinker, what a mess I'd be if they don't like me now." I mean, the best stand-up comedian for Donald Trump is, guess who? Donald Trump. The guy is not an egomaniac. He actually is a blue-hatted, we call a Republican, you know. He's a regular guy, in other words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Is that she contradicted Trump on a number of occasions.
I know that. She's a pain in the ass. She's an egomaniac, and she's a globalist, evil, heartless witch, is what she is. Well, Harley, on a break, besides the Kavanaugh thing, I was really pleased this week that I heard that the evil witch, heartless bitch, Nikki Haley from the United Nations is gone. Now, I have Syrian blood, and it really ticked me off that they would make something that an eye doctor with a British wife would be stupid enough at the end of a war to gas his own people with chemical weapons when we know the White Hats and the British were involved directly in this foolishness. And then she wants to have, you know, she makes shrill comments about North Korea when Trump's actually trying to work out a deal. Right, and he puts on this nice video that he, you know, convinces Kim, "Hey, we're going to turn North Korea and Pyongyang into Disneyland for Koreans." And she's constantly working at odds against Trump. I mean, I think, and I've talked about this with John Spring, we need to feed the people so they don't have foot-long parasites in their gut. We need to set vocational schools. Besides having a big stick, you're going to have a big damn carrot. There's no carrots in her basket. A United Nations basket, there were only sticks and bad stuff to happen to the people, whatever country it is, Afghanistan, Syria, whatever. And so Nikki Haley was working at odds all over and over again when Trump actually has a heart. No matter what you think about Trump, the guy has got a heart. He's like a blue-collar billionaire, like his son says.
And it's what I thought was interesting, Bill, was the New York Times came out and said Nikki Haley was one of the adults in the room. She was a moderating force.
Oh my God. The New York Times, I mean, these are people that are brain dead. I mean,
well,
they're like
the fact that they told such a blatant lie when she's the one who took the phony reports from the British on the Skripal affair,
right,
on the White Helmet reports of alleged chemical weapon use by the Syrian government. And she's the one who went in and worked with the French and the British to organize them to join the U.S. in a strike. And Trump arranged to make sure that the strike hit something that had nothing to do with the Syrian.
Empty buildings, okay? Well, what I think about this maniac, Nikki Haley, for God's sake, let's hope she never gets elected to any office or deep inside any part of the bureaucracy of government. She needs a heart transplant. She is an evil, self-centered, maniac. In fact, he didn't even try to accede to the president's wishes, which is, that's why Trump is colorblind. That's why people like Kanye West give him a big hug, say, you know, he's almost looking up at Trump as if, like, I didn't have my daddy at home, but you're like my proxy daddy now, Trump. People that get this about Trump, I mean, with all his defects and so on, this guy is great, man. You got to understand it. And he's going to get Glass-Steagall in. And then the Chinese will make a deal. They're not going to make a deal so that we won't steal their banks and take all their money and shove it into bubble accounts all over the world. They're not going to do it, are they?
But let me just go back to Nikki Haley for a second.
Yeah, because please.
There are two background reports that I got, one of which is that Haley is convinced that Mueller has something that will implicate Trump in working with Russians, perhaps not on meddling per se, but on money.
And are you kidding me? She's that arrogant. And just, you know, really, please finish. That's amazing. I never heard this before. That's why I'm in shock.
Well, Mueller,
this is even worse. Go ahead.
Mueller's lieutenants are saying this, forget the New York tax story, there is something to this Russian organized crime connection, and they're still working on it. I mean, otherwise, what are they working on?
God.
They've had 2 years, they've come up with nothing. Anyway, Haley was hedging or was taking a bet that Trump will go down either through an impeachment after the midterm election or an impeachment after the midterm election. That what would then happen is that she could emerge as the front runner. Now, that's pretty preposterous. But here's the other point. She wrecked her position with the Trump base by bailing out before the midterms. She said, well, I'm going to continue to support the president. Well, she should have stayed in there and supported him going up to November 6th.
And if she should have waited until afterward. He knew this 2 weeks before, by the way. This is in the middle of the Kavanaugh nomination garbage and circus that she actually announced. Luckily, they kept it quiet. It didn't leak. But damn it, why did she do that? This is damaging to the Trump and the GOP agenda, isn't it?
Well, that's the whole point. And this is why I'm telling you, Trump is going to have to ride roughshod over the Republicans, because the Republican Party is still the party of Wall Street. It's still the party of the Bushes, the neoconservatives, the military complex, and so on. There are people who are military and defense people who recognize that what Trump is doing is right, because they're realists. They don't, first of all, they don't think necessarily we could win a nuclear war, whereas the utopians like Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and others think we could. Secondly, they are betting that Trump is going to be gone and they're going to be back in power. And so they're not going to make a concession to Trump. The Never Trumpers are still fighting him, like William Kristol, the Weekly Standard. So what Trump has to do is keep building his brand inside the Republican Party, which is as a powerful economic nationalist. And that's why Glass-Steagall becomes an issue, because Trump can use it against the bankers. And he's going to have to, because what you've seen the last few days on the stock market is a warning to Trump from Wall Street, which is that they can pull the plug anytime they want.
Well, you can tell that the Federal Reserve raised the rates 3.32% just a month before the election to take the wind out of Trump's sails, because everybody's happy. Blacks, Hispanics, women, everybody's getting more money now. It's the best economy since the late 60s. And this is all designed to take the wind out of Trump, okay? So, to me, this is another example that Trump needs to come back and put in Glass-Steagall after the midterms. He needs to have an infrastructure bill that everybody, including Democrats, will agree to. He needs to have a system where he has tax too, so the extension to the middle class is for everybody, not just for the big corporations, which is tax one bill. So I think Trump's going to come back. He's going to pull the sales out. He's also going to start sanctioning media. If you're threatening Trump in a wild, you know, we call media coup against Trump, you're going to be sanctioned. Something's going to happen. If you're like Maxine Waters or Cory Booker or others threatening violence and encouraging it, there should be some kind of fine or something happen to you. It shouldn't be that these guys can have their tongues wagging and some extremist out there is going to take pot shots at more congressmen and senators. This is not okay, is it?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Bill, is that you have to discount everything you hear from the pundits, from the media, and I think that goes also to the question of what Trump should do. I just wrote a piece on how the real issue in the midterm election that he has to address is war and peace. That if Trump is removed, we're going to end up in a war with Russia.
I think you had two experts you quoted. One was American, one was German. What were their names again?
Willy Wimmer, who's the former Assistant Defense Secretary in Germany, a long time in the CDU. He's the one who said if Trump is impeached, we're going to have a war with Russia in 2019. Wow. The other one was Paul Craig Roberts, the former Reagan Administration Treasury Secretary, who said that if Trump is ousted, Putin may be overthrown, and you'll have the hardcore nationalists in Russia who are not going to sit back and try and deal with the United States.
This is a very dangerous situation. People don't know if Trump's removed, Trumpectomy will precipitate war almost immediately, won't it?
Yeah, very likely.
And if Trump stays in and gets the peace treaties and the agreements with Russia and China, we're going to neutralize and have a defensive Earth strategy, which means we're going to make nuclear missiles and weapons obsolete.
Ancient Aliens.
We are. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Harley, please continue. I think it's important to understand that what LaRouche Foundation is doing is like an ancient prophet holding up his hands so the winds of war don't spread over the planet. If the things you want to put in place actually get in place, like the Belt and Road System, including the North American Trade Treaty, which replaces NAFTA, which is in a sense a North American Belt and Road, if we have a deal that actually protects intellectual property and allows foreign investment and doesn't have and has Glass-Steagall so they can't take people's investments, and like in China, and turn it into a massive game where the global traders can actually steal the cash from China and invest it into bubbles, that we can have peace. But if we don't work this out, and again, Trump, being a business person, if he works with the LaRouche Foundation and gets Glass-Steagall before 2020, the world economy is going to stabilize, and we're not going to have a future of thermonuclear war. It's basically dependent on, you can either have trade or war. You have your choice, don't you?
Well, I think this is a message that we have gotten across. And I just wanted to bring to your listeners' attention a very significant article that appeared today in the South China Morning Post. Now, that's the newspaper in Hong Kong that's associated with the so-called free market side of the Chinese economy. You know, they have what's called two systems. They allow continued investment banking and so on in Hong Kong. But it's under Chinese rules, which means it can't just be speculation. So here's an investor in Hong Kong named Winston Spock, who's one of the more important private investors in Hong Kong, wrote an article in Chinese. It's called
Sounds like your voice is starting to fade again. We have this sometimes signal fade. I don't know what's going on, if it's being interfered with.
Well, I hear some. There's some
interference. You're back.
From when I'm speaking. I don't know where it's coming from. Is it better now?
It's better now, yeah.
Okay. Now, Mach wrote about China's industrial policy, and he said it's Hamiltonian policy. This is what the United States did to free itself from dependency on Britain. And he said this is what the East Asian model is today.
Yeah, it's Hamiltonian, isn't it? In other words, yeah. It's an American policy. It's not a British policy or a European policy. It's American. The China is now replicating to get themselves free while they expand their economy so it doesn't become shackled to a world global bubble economy by a bunch of maniac bankers.
Well, much of the world thinks that the American economy is the new financial innovation, the speculation, the derivatives, because some people get rich that way. But if you look at what actually made the U.S. economy strong, it was, as this guy Winston Mock, the Hong Kong investor, said, it was by government channeling credit to the productive sector of the economy,
right,
as opposed
right.
to letting the private banks through the Federal Reserve choose the winners in speculation.
Yeah, which is right now just amalgamation and buying back your own stock. It doesn't make new product. It doesn't provide new infrastructure. It doesn't expand universities or trade schools. It doesn't do anything. It's craziness, isn't it? It's a magic prestidigitation where some people get a lot more divots in their screen because they're actually using speculative economies so they can make three times the money. But there's no new innovation of infrastructure, product, services, or anything, is there?
Well, the International Monetary Fund is meeting this weekend. And they just put out a report, their annual economic report. And what it said is that public and private debt has grown by 60% since 2008. And they said this has been because of central banks providing cheap or no interest credit. Now, here's the interesting thing. They also go on to acknowledge that austerity, which the IMF has always promoted, has not been working.
Right.
So the IMF actually puts out a report which says its policy, which was bailouts combined with austerity, has created a bigger debt bubble, and that this is the problem. And the report says in its executive summary that if this isn't changed, we will have the second Great Depression unleashed in the near future. Now, the international...
They need to invent a new term because... There's elements in this coming disaster that are much worse than the Great Depression, aren't there? So maybe they need to invent a new term.
Well, forget the term. The important thing is that they're admitting their own policies don't work.
Right.
But secondly, they're not offering an alternative because they're an agency of these private central banks.
Right.
And so I was talking with Mrs. LaRouche yesterday, and she said, look, the IMF is not going to change. The fact that they're admitting something only means that they're not complete fools. They know that what they're doing isn't going to work, but they're putting out the word to everyone, batten down the hatches, we're going to head into a period of real turbulence. Now, that's why Trump has to move with Glass-Steagall.
Yep.
Because if he doesn't put the banks under control, if he doesn't take the speculative flows away from the banks, they're going to continue to do this until they provoke a stock market crash that will reverberate through the consumer sector, through the what's left of manufacturing and construction. It will flatten the United States worse than 1929. And you know what the Democrats will call it? The Trump Depression.
Well, you know let me throw something out. 9/11 was an inside job at a controlled demolition. I think these maniacs are so crazy, they want to be king of the hill, even if it's a frozen hill of horse manure dung, 6 foot high, and they sit on the top of the hill saying, I'm the king of the hill. They don't care if the economy starves. Like the Big Short movie says, for every point drop in the consumer production in the United States, there's something like 40,000 people die. They don't have a bad day. They die. They starve to death or die of violence or depression or whatever. And the people don't understand this. If you have a collapse in the economy, it kills people, doesn't it?
Well, Bill, but here's the point. This is where the Republican Party represents a problem for Trump, because they still believe in no government investment in infrastructure.
Right.
They still believe that you have to have a so-called balanced budget, because they don't distinguish between money that goes to something useful as credit versus right. money that goes into speculation.
Right.
And so Trump has been somewhat held captive by the neoliberal wing of his party, which is working hand in hand with Schumer, Pelosi, Feinstein, and others.
Well, there's no difference, is there? I mean, yeah, they may have a different label on it, but the policies of the neoliberals and the so-called GOP or the Republicans are lockstep with the damn crazy-ass people in the Democrats. There's no difference, is there?
And that's exactly right, and that's why Trump was such a threat, because he owes no loyalty to either party.
Right. Well, give an example. I talk to business people all the time, and I'm a business person. The way to pay off your debt as business is to expand your business. Increase your customers, make your customers happy, have them come back with repeat purchases, make them happy. So what people don't understand here is Trump understands business, and we've had non-businessmen running this country for 100 years, running it into the ground. And Trump is fixing it, and the globalists don't like it because they want to demolish the economy. They want to bring it back to where they have absolute totalitarian control of a destroyed economy where the middle class is gone, don't they?
The important thing is that you have these networks in the Republican Party that agree completely with Hillary Clinton. They're against Glass-Steagall. They're against government infrastructure programs. They're against negotiations with Russia and China. Now, the good thing about Trump, as I was saying, is that his loyalty is to the American people, not to parties. And if you go back to what George Washington said about political parties, you look at what John Quincy Adams said about political parties, look at what Xi Jinping says about political parties. Political parties represent special interests. They don't represent national interests.
Exactly. What you're saying is so wise, and this needs to get through not only to Trump but his supporters, that we need more Trumpians in the House and the Senate. We need more public understanding that there's bad GOP and bad Democrats are walking left step over like lemons over the cliff. Right?
That's
back
right.
In a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
In other words, you think it has multiple things behind it, including trying to manipulate the Turks. Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's multiple things behind it, too. I agree with you.
But you see, the Turks just released
we're back now. Let's talk about this on air now. This journalist that died in, apparently they say that he was killed by Saudis and cut up and brought out in bags. And he was apparently a critic of Saudi Arabia. But there's a lot of layers to this. So one of the layers tells me that this is probably an operational activity by the Special Activities Division of the CIA. It was either to manipulate Turkey in one way or to manipulate Saudi Arabia, because Trump's working on a deal with Saudi that supports not only a peace initiative in the Middle East, but also is working with Israel. And the globalists don't want a peace with Israel and the surrounding Arab nations, do they? And they certainly don't want... They want to maintain the dialectic of conflict even with Iran. They don't want to see peace, do they?
The important thing is that Turkey has become a very pivotal player in the broader peace prospects in the Middle East. They're working very closely with Russia in Idlib province, and this is having a very positive effect in undercutting the British efforts to go after Assad and blame Assad for chemical weapons attacks and so on. Secondly, Turkey continues to have very good relations with Iran.
Right.
Which is important because the Saudis, like the Israelis, consider Iran the main enemy in the Middle East. And this is where you have the other, I would say Trump has two major weaknesses. One is on the apparent inability to distinguish between a stock market bubble and real production. Although I think he understands that. I think he's got a tactical policy there. But on the Middle East, I think his weakness is the skewing the U.S. policy towards Israel and Saudi Arabia, which is the old British policy.
Right.
And that's why they're trying to keep him away from Putin. Because Putin could say to him, look, you want peace in the Middle East? We can get it. We can work with Syria. We can work with Jordan. We can work with Lebanon. We can work with Egypt. We can't work with the crazy Saudis. And we can't work with the Israelis.
Well, I heard some really nasty stuff about this new prince and how he rose to power. It's not all good, is it?
No, and the other side of it is that Putin is also talking to the Israelis and the Saudis.
Right.
And what he's saying to them is, look, we're going to get peace here, and you're going to have to stop working with the terrorists. And the Israelis say, well, we consider the Iranians the terrorists, because for the Israelis, Hezbollah, which is the Shiite defense organization in southern Lebanon, is considered the main enemy of Israel. But Hezbollah, interestingly, rose to prominence in Lebanon because of their defense of the Lebanese people against the Israeli incursions.
Exactly. Now, and the last war, by the way, they kicked the butts of the Israelis even in their tanks with Hezbollah, with special rocket attacks against the Israeli tanks, and they kicked their butt out of that area, didn't they?
Well, they did, and it was partly because the Israelis did not want a full-scale war at that time. But here's right. The other interesting thing about Hezbollah. They're in the government of Lebanon. They are supported by the Lebanese Christian president, Michel
right.
Aoun, who's a former general and head of the Lebanese military, and also Hariri, who is the prime minister, who is very close to the Saudis. His father was put in originally by the Saudis. Hariri is also working with the Hezbollah. So you have the elements of a broader potential agreement, which would include different denominations, different religions, different sects, working together, defined by national interests. Like, is there a Lebanese national interest? And if so, who represents it?
Right.
Is there a Syrian national interest? Yes, there is. That's the Assad regime.
And by the way, it crosses religious, from the Alawites to the Jews, to the Christians, to the Syrian Christians. So in other words, everybody can be sitting at the table, right?
Yeah. And then the other question is, does Iran have a national interest? And the fact is that they do. And their
right.
national interest has been opposed to the British manipulation in the Middle East for the whole 20th century up to the present.
Well, look at Mossadegh. I was removed from power on purpose by the British. And they wouldn't build a plastics plant or petrochemical plant, which is all he wanted. He just wanted British Petroleum to actually build a plastic and petrochemical, and they decided, well, we'll just remove him from power. That's what they did, didn't they?
Exactly, and that was done with the work of Kermit Roosevelt and his CIA special branch.
Right.
Which was basically an adjunct of the British. Now, I don't think the CIA personnel were directly involved in the killing in Turkey.
No, first, I think it's the SAD. It would be this rogue network called the Special Activities Division, which is not even under control of the CIA director. And the SAD is involved with all kinds of bad stuff, including arming ISIS and Al-Qaeda, etc.
Well, and it's possible that they were involved. It's also very likely the Saudi special forces were involved. But the question is, what was the purpose of removing this guy? What was he talking about? What did he know? And the one thing that makes me a little suspicious is that he was writing for the Washington Post. So that's what his job is, and he was in the United States. He was a Washington Post writer.
Right.
Now, beyond that, what the Turks are doing, and they're trying to have total transparency on this as opposed to the way the British handled the Skripal affair,
right.
is the Turks are inviting other people in to investigate with them. as they look into this.
They say they got solid evidence now. There's not like speculation. They're being straight up and saying, we got evidence that's not incontrovertible of what happened. And they're pointing directly at Saudi Arabia and the Saudi Arabian affiliates, maybe the SAD, because we think the SAD was working with this current young prince to actually torture these previous people, including a former member of the Lebanese parliament who got tortured last year in November, and also Prince Alawi bin Talal, who owns partial shares of Apple and Facebook. So people have to understand there's a lot of manipulation going on here, isn't there?
And Citibank, he has a stake in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you see, I think, again, what are we looking at? What we do know is that there's an ongoing battle between the British geopolitical interests who want to see Arab countries fighting each other. They want to see, I should say, Muslim countries, because Iran is not Arab. But
right.
They want to see Muslim countries fighting each other. They want to do everything they can to provoke permanent warfare and a need for the West to intervene militarily. Now, what the countries in the region want is no more war. They want to develop. They want the Chinese to come in and help them build. They want the Germans to come in. The Germans are just too damn stupid to take advantage of the opportunities that are open to them in the Middle East and North Africa. You know, I go to these conferences all the time where the Germans talk about how the Africans don't appreciate them. And what the Africans say is, why don't you do more what the Chinese are doing? The Chinese don't talk down to us. The Chinese come to us and they say, we'll make credit available, we'll educate your people, we'll set up these projects, and we'll help cover the costs of the risk insurance.
Right.
Because the Germans are so fearful that their companies might lose money that they're saying that the lack of risk insurance is the reason the German firms aren't going in. No, the reason is because they don't have support from their government.
Why does the government act like way? Don't they understand this is counterproductive and dangerous?
The best polemic to talk to the German government about is, how did Germany rebuild after World War II?
Right.
Did the United States come in and say, oh, it's too risky to build in Germany because we had two world wars largely centered in Germany? No, they went in and they said, we're going to establish a credit policy that's going to enable you to get back on your feet.
Right.
And the Marshall Plan, there are people who are talking about Germany participating in a Marshall Plan in Syria, but they're talking about such tiny amounts of money, and they're also saying it has to be done by the private sector, not governments. Now, why would the private sector go in and start building housing in Syria? But if you don't build housing in Syria, you're going to have more Syrian refugees in Germany.
Right. I heard the dollar difference was, for every dollar spent in the Middle East, it saved $12 of people that had to migrate to Germany and Europe. So it's a lot cheaper to actually help rebuild their own country than having them migrating to Europe, isn't it?
Well, that's also humanitarian. That's
right.
What human beings do. That you help others in need.
Right.
And Germans were in need after World War II, and the American people were very generous.
So in other words, just do what we did before, and everybody will be happy. Brilliant, isn't it? Amazing. Well, we covered a lot of material today, didn't we? And it's glad to see Nikki Haley gone. Hopefully they'll replace her, a person with a heart. And hopefully she doesn't run in politics and never get a position of power, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And hopefully Trump is going to watch everybody, including Mr. Lightning Bolt himself. He doesn't open his yap or do something again that's counter to the mission of peace, economy. And I'm hoping after less than 30 days now, Trump will get his Glass-Steagall Act through, infrastructure bill, tax too for the middle class, and much more. I think that you're going to see a red wave, not a blue wave. And Trump's going to sail through to 2020 and get even a bigger majority. Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology
releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.